Joining us this evening, and Jan and the team, thank you for leading us. And we're going to continue with our series in the five languages of love. And I want to read just a few verses from Luke chapter 10, and starting at verse 38. Luke chapter 10, verse 38. As Jesus and his disciples were on their way, he came to a village where a woman named Martha opened her home to him. She had a sister called Mary who sat at the Lord's feet listening to what he said. But Martha was distracted by all the preparations that had to be made. She came to him and asked, "Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do the work by myself? Tell her to help me." "Martha, Martha," the Lord answered, "you are worried and upset about many things, but few things are needed, or indeed only one. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her." Shall we pray together? Heavenly Father, we thank you for this passage of Scripture. Thank you, Lord, that the one who inspired it is the one who has kept it for us through the millennia, and the one who is now able to help us understand it. So, Holy Spirit, we pray that you would speak to us through this text and just show us what it is you want us to take away from it, what you want us to apply, so that we can bring our lives into line with your will. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. As I've said, we are looking at the five languages of love. And it's based on a book by Gary Chapman called The Five Love Languages, and he's written another book that God speaks our love language. And that's really what we're trying to do. And so far we have been going through them. This is the fourth in our series, and we have seen that some express their love best in the giving of gifts. And here, I love you best when somebody gives them a gift. And they say, "I love you best," when they give a gift. For others, it's when they perform acts of service that they are best expressing their love. And they feel most loved when somebody does something for them. And then there are those who love words. And they use affirming words or words of affirmation to express their love. And they love it when they are affirmed by somebody using words on them. Next week we're going to look at physical touch and hear how some express their love best with physical touch, and some hear best and most clearly, "I love you," when somebody touches them. But tonight we are looking at the language of quality time. Quality time. We express our love by giving the one we love our focused attention. We give our focused attention. As I said this morning, you may be sitting with the one you love on the couch, but if the TV is on, you're not spending quality time with that person, because you and the TV are sharing, the TV sharing your attention with the one you love. So that doesn't really qualify as quality time. Quality time involves undivided attention, and if that is your primary language, well, it comes quite easy to you. You find it easy to just give somebody your total attention. This morning we looked at that well-known story of Elijah, the way he confronted the prophets of Baal on the Mount Carmel, and it's really an exciting story, but the aim of the message wasn't about the confrontation on Mount Carmel. Rather, we saw how Elijah's busyness doing the job the Lord had asked him to do kept him from spending quality time with the Lord, and how because he was too busy to spend the time with the Lord, he was not giving the Lord the opportunity to say to him, "Elijah, I love you." And we saw how in the end, the Lord loved Elijah enough to take him out of play, took him to a place where he could hear the gentle whisper, because now he was listening. He was spending time with the Lord, giving the Lord his total attention. And now having spent that quality time with the Lord was enabled to recommission Elijah and send him back into his busy world. Now tonight we are going to be looking at two lovely ladies, Martha and Mary, two very different ladies, may I say, whose primary love languages are very different. For Martha, her primary love language was acts of service. She loved expressing her love by doing things for the one she loved. She expressed her love through acts of service. For Mary, it was quality time. She loved expressing her love by focusing and giving focused time and attention to the one that she loved. And in a sense, our text tonight is a case study of those two languages. Now, Jesus was in the area, so it was fairly natural for him to go to Martha's home. This is kind of where he went. Now, the house to which he went would probably have been kind of built around an open courtyard. And it was in the courtyard, in that climate there, that the people would have sat outside. And the various rooms of the house just opened up from this open courtyard, including the kitchen, would have kind of like been open plan leading off from that open courtyard. Jesus arrives, and immediately Martha heads for the kitchen. Now, not only is she the hostess because it's her house, but she loves Jesus, and she wants to tell Jesus, I love you. And her best and primary and most fulfilling way of saying I love you is to do things for the one she loves. Her primary language is acts of service, and she finds it a pleasure heading for the kitchen to serve the one she loves. She's giving expression to her love using her love language. Jesus takes a seat in the courtyard. And those who have come with, they take their seat on the floor at the feet of Jesus, because Jesus was the rabbi, and that is the traditional place where the disciples of the rabbi would sit. That was the traditional place, at his feet. And Mary takes her place with them at the feet of Jesus. And Jesus is busy talking to them, mentoring them, and there sits Mary drinking his every word, giving Jesus her undivided attention. She is showing her love for Jesus by spending quality time with Jesus. And that is what quality time looks like, giving our undivided attention to the one we love. It works that way in our human relationships. We give them our undivided attention. If that's what they need to hear in order to hear I love you, that's what we do. We don't divide our attention between the TV and the one we love. They are the ones to whom we give our total focus and attention. And that is the same way in our relationship with the Lord. If we're going to spend quality time with the Lord, we need to be able to clear our minds of the other stuff. Not that that other stuff's unimportant, but for this time, the Lord is the focus of our attention. And here is where there is an overlap between this language and the other languages. You see, you cannot have a relationship without a willingness to give time. And that there is in red because if you wanted to tweet something, that's what you would tweet. You cannot have any relationship without a willingness to give time. Acts of service, this is your language. Well, it's going to take time for you to go and perform that act of service. Words of affirmation, is that your love language? Well, it takes time to think about what you want to say and to go and spend time with the person saying it. Is giving gifts your love language? Or we need to think about what is the appropriate gift, and then we need to make that little gift, or go and buy that little gift, or go and collect that little gift, and that takes time, and it's going to be exactly the same with physical touch, which we will look at next week. You cannot show love without it involving your time. Do you get that? It's important to understand that. Relationships take time. Whether it's your relationship with the Lord or whether it's relationships with others, relationships take time. But tonight we're looking at the love language of quality time. And having said that relationships take time, that's the general sense of relationships taking time. We're not talking about you speaking the language of quality time. With this language, the language of quality time, your focused attention is your language. You're not taking time to do other things. You're not taking time to serve them or to affirm them or to give them gifts. Your language, the time you give them, that is you speaking the language of quality time. That is you focusing on them and allowing them just to fill you in and giving your presence to them. Your time is your language. And you show your love by giving your time. And if your love language is quality time, you hear, I love you, when the one who loves you gives you their focused time. And if you, your partner, if they speak the language of quality time, if you want them to hear you say, I love you, then you need to give them your undivided, focused attention. Because that is the language, giving them your time. Mary is giving Jesus her focused attention. She loved him. She loves his words. She loved his attention. And she gave him all the time she had. It was her primary language. And Jesus speaks her language. And Jesus understands her language when she uses it to speak to him. And so while Martha is doing her thing, speaking her primary love language, Mary is doing her thing, speaking her primary love language. And you would think that things are perfectly arranged, and they were, until Martha forgot the focus of her service. She forgot the reason she was serving. But Martha was worrying over the big dinner she was preparing. That word worrying literally means to be pulled, to be dragged away. She had to focus on loving Jesus by serving him, by making the meal. Mary was pulled away from that. She was dragged away. She lost her focus. Her serving was no longer an expression of her love. Her serving became an end in itself. And so the serving became a hardship. I want you to get that. When we speak our love language, it's not about us feeling good about it. It's not that we give a big gift to the church and now wait for everybody to say, oh, thank you, what a wonderful person. No, no, no. It's not about what the church says. They oughtn't to know about it. It's you telling Jesus, I love you. And when we sign up to do things, and nobody recognizes us, and nobody says, pats you on the back and says, what a wonderful thing you're doing, and now you get all dipped back about it. No, no, you've lost your focus. You're not doing it for people. You're doing it because you're saying to Jesus, I love you, Lord, and this is what I'm doing. And so the love language that we speak will become a hardship when we lose the focus and forget the reason we are doing it. Martha lost focus. She looks over at her sister Mary and came to Jesus and said, Lord, doesn't it seem unfair to you that my sister just sits here while I'll do all the work? Now Jesus is the sovereign Lord of the universe. And Martha says, you tell her to come and help me in the kitchen. You know? Jesus responds, Martha, Martha, using a double like that, it's gentle, but there's an implied rebuke. Martha, Martha, you are worried and upset about many things, but only one thing is needed. Mary has chosen what is better, and that will not be taken from her. Now, Jesus isn't against acts of service. How would anything get done if no one served? What Jesus is concerned about is Martha's divided focus. She had become distracted. And so her serving was no longer simply to say to Jesus, Jesus, I love you. This is my love language. In contrast, Mary had stayed focused. That's the better thing. She had stayed focused. And that is what quality time is all about. Our focused attention. Whether it's our love language in human relationships or our love language with the Lord. I think it's very interesting that Jesus' very being was an example of quality time. Can you imagine How wonderful it must have been with Jesus and the Father and the Spirit together in perfect harmony, perfect relationship, perfect fellowship. Imagine how wonderful it must have been. What did Jesus do? He gave us his focused attention for 33 years. Does Jesus speak our language? If language is our quality time, well, most certainly he gave us his focused attention here on earth for 33 years. In his ministry, he had many people following him, many people hanging on every word that he spoke, and yet he would withdraw and spend quality time with the 12. Gave them his focused attention. Remember how it was in the garden. The Lord would come down in the cool of the evening and spend quality time with the man and the woman. Think of Abraham. He was called the friend of God. Why? Because God would speak face to face with Abraham as a friend. As I've already said, relationships, all relationships, take time. And if we want a meaningful relationship with the Lord, it will require our time. So that we all need to have a quiet time. In other words, we need to give the Lord some time each day to read the Bible, to pray. And we will do it because we love the Lord, because we recognize the importance of it. But for those whose primary language is acts of service, we're going to have a quiet time. But our greatest experience of worship will be in serving the Lord. And for those whose primary language is words of affirmation, we're going to have a quiet time, but our greatest act of service and worship will be just maybe singing those songs to him, using words to affirm him. For those whose primary language is giving, we're going to have a quiet time, but our greatest sense of worship will be when we give of ourselves and our substance to the Lord. Everything we do will take time. But for those whose language is quality time, we will experience our greatest sense of fulfillment as we just take time out to spend quality time with the Lord. Just being in solitude with the Lord, or maybe walking alone on the beach as we spend time praying through Scripture, meditating what the Lord is saying to us, because it is through quality time with him that we are most clearly able to express to him, Lord, I love you. And it's in that time, in that attitude, that we can most clearly hear the Lord say to us, I love you. And it's then that we are sufficiently focused, as we saw this morning, to hear the Lord's gentle whisper, the place to which the Lord needed to bring Elijah, as we saw this morning. Shall we pray together? Heavenly Father, we thank you that you speak all of our languages. And thank you, Lord, that you desire to hear from us in the language of our choice. And now, Lord, as we consider these things and go through some questions and discussion, won't you help us to see what you want to say to us and let us share the wisdom of each other around the table as we talk about these things. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, there's going to be questions on the board with a timer, which should start now. Get to discussing.